All right. Well, thank you for coming back, and let's make a start again. So we're going to get a bit more practical in the remainder of the evening. So we're going to do a meditation. We're going to do at least part of the Karuna Bhavana. So that's to say the cultivation of compassion. Has anyone done it amongst us? Richard, you have. And Judy and Brian. Okay, so definitely a minority. So I'm going to just introduce the basis of it, the structure of it, and some of the sort of guiding principles. We're not going to do the whole Karuna Bhavana this evening. This is a 6-week series, and we're going to devote 2 weeks to each of the so-called Brahma Viharas. So the first 2 weeks will be on compassion, Karuna. So no doubt we'll build on tonight's foundation next week and see the whole of the meditation then. So really, in terms of the structure of the meditation, structure of the Karuna Bhavana, it's very similar at a casual glance, you might say, to the Metta Bhavana. So I think we're all familiar with the Metta Bhavana. Am I right in that? Seamus, have you done the Metta Bhavana?
I don't know. I read a few books many years ago and I tried the different Bhavana meditation. I might have done it once or twice.
Okay, because you weren't doing it yesterday, were you?
No.
Fine, fine. Okay. Don't worry, because I'll give you some prompts when we actually sit down to do it. So most of us know that there are five stages to the Metta Bhavana, and in the Karuna Bhavana there are six. So there are the same five stages that we're used to, but between the normal first and second stages, i.e. ourselves and our good friends, there's an extra person, and this is really important. That extra person is somebody whom we know to be suffering. And I've got some notes here from a retreat that was a retreat on the Brahma Viharas by an order member called Tejananda. And he's got some quite good advice here as to what sort of person we might choose and what attitude we might have to them. So I'm just going to read a little bit from that. So under the heading A Suffering Person, he says, someone you know or know of who has some kind of suffering or pain, physical, emotional, social, any of those, to which you can easily relate and empathize. It could be someone who doesn't have any major objective, in quotes, suffering, but gives themselves a hard time. Don't judge whether they should, in quotes, be suffering. It's enough just that they are. But beware of choosing someone whose suffering is so extreme that you can't handle it. This could give rise to despondency or, as we said before the break, horrified anxiety. The purpose is to cultivate karuna, so it's best to start gently with something you can handle. It's especially important in Karuna Bhavana to work from where you are. That bit's in italics, work from where you are. You can't start with karuna. You may not yet know exactly what karuna really is. What you have to do is just engage with the practice, the bhavana process, it's the cultivation process, and in time karuna will emerge or click for you. So just to expand on that a little bit, so we're doing, you could say, a sort of modified version of the Metta Bhavana. It's modified in the sense that we've chosen this person that we know to be suffering. We're devoting the second stage to them. And well, tonight, that's all that we're doing. We're doing a conventional first stage, and we're doing this sort of new second stage. I'll just say that in the subsequent stages that we'll meet next week, well, we could say that we're doing a mixture of Metta Bhavana and Karuna Bhavana for the other people, the good friend, the neutral person, the enemy. So we're setting up a sort of a Metta Bhavana in the usual way, and then we're sort of examining the possibility that they may be suffering, or we should say maybe the likelihood that they are suffering. And again, we're seeing what happens when metta meets that realization. Does that make some sort of sense? Yeah? Okay, so just to re-emphasize something Tejananda said, you can't start with karuna. You may not yet know exactly what karuna really is. What you have to do is just engage with the practice, the bhavana process, and in time karuna will emerge or click for you. So maybe we could regard that as a sort of experiment, really. You know, we've made an attempt to contact metta, and then we bring to mind suffering, and we see what happens in that collision, as it were. Okay, with me so far? Ah, okay. We'll meditate for between 10 and 15 minutes, Bridie. Yeah,
I'm
not very long.
I need to leave for a bit of train.
Yeah. Yeah, as I know well. Yeah. Okay, thanks for that. I'm just going to mention some sort of key pointers as well about the way that we do the karuna bhavana. And this is with the help of Tejananda once again. So the first point is that it needs to be firmly based on positive mental states. So that's to say, the foundation of this examination of our response to suffering needs to be metta-full. So we start by, in the usual way, by attempting to cultivate positive mental states. That's what we'll be doing initially in the first stage. Once again, it's important to work from where we are. So another way of putting that is, well, we're just going to see what happens. That's not so different, in a way, from the approach that we might take to the metta bhavana. You know, we start with what we've got, we examine our current emotional state, we work from that beginning. And then I find this quite interesting, this final point, that what Tejananda calls the working principle, so the working principle of the karuna bhavana, is to experience two things simultaneously. The first is an awareness of suffering, okay? The second is simply metta. So it's almost as if we're holding or trying to hold those two things simultaneously. We're being aware of somebody's suffering, we're cultivating metta, we see what sort of, if you like, what sort of chemical reaction occurs between those ingredients. Okay? So that's what he calls the working principle. So before we give it a try, any questions, any clarification needed? So I hope I've made sense so far. Okay, let's settle down for a brief, that's to say 10 or 15 minutes of meditation. So let's begin by setting up our meditation in the usual way, that's to say by arriving, by making ourselves familiar with where we are and why we're here. And relaxing into our posture. Maybe contacting that sense of enjoyment that we can relate to when we meditate. Recognizing that we're well supported. So we're physically supported by our seats, by the firm floor underneath us. We're also supported by the fact that we're meditating with our friends in a group meditation. bringing our awareness to our bodies, feeling their weight, their solidity, and feeling the resistance of our seats and of the floor supporting our bodies. Trying to give ourselves up to that support, relax into it, maybe bringing our awareness to specific areas of the body where tension might live, allowing that tension to relax, to some extent to melt away, maybe breathing into those tense areas. And you might also want to bring your attention to your heart center in the middle of your chest, aware of any tension that's being held there, allowing that area to become softer, more open. Maybe exploring the possibility that physical sensations in that area are in some way an echo of our emotional state. So what are we finding at this particular moment in our heart center? And so with this kindly attention to ourselves, we begin the first stage of the Karuna Bhavana. The cultivation of compassion. So in this first stage, staying with ourselves in the way that we're accustomed to when we do the Metta Bhavana, so trying to be open to our present experience, both physical and emotional. Exploring the nature of that experience, whether it's positive or painful or just in between. And trying to meet this experience in an open, receptive way. Accepting what we find, feeling comfortable to be experiencing pleasure, and feeling supportive towards ourselves when we experience discomfort or pain. And having examined and tried to accept our experience, we can engage our imaginations as we normally do to cultivate the positive in our experience, or the positive in our imaginations. And that might be through the the familiar phrases. May I be safe from harm. May I be well. And such like. Maybe through bringing to mind those things that are currently positive in our lives, things that are giving us pleasure, things that we know we're doing well, things that we can celebrate in our lives. Or we might choose to use symbolism. So for example, imagining ourselves relaxing in warm spring sunshine, just bathed in that friendly, welcome sunshine, feeling the kiss of the sun on our skin. Or you might have your own techniques, your own preferred cues for relating to emotional positivity. And before we move into the second stage very soon, just try to make sure that you're able to choose somebody whom you know to be suffering. Suffering in any way, whether physically or emotionally or socially. Having chosen that person, just stick with them. So bringing this chosen person to mind, and starting with metta towards them. So using whatever approaches you normally use in the metta bhavana, allowing them to become more real in your imagination, making them welcome, exploring the positive emotional connections you have with them, maybe using the phrases. So in the usual way, just trying to cultivate metta towards this fellow human being. And now just shifting the emphasis and bringing to your mind their suffering. just exploring whether you can be aware of that suffering in the context of your feeling of metta towards them. And notice your own response. So how does your mind respond to this contact with suffering that it makes through this person? So we say that compassion is the result of a meeting of metta with suffering. So what's the result for you in this experiment with this person's suffering? What experience arises? Just be open to the possibility that there could be a whole range of responses. You could feel sentimentality. You could feel a degree of horror. You might even be shocked to find yourself responding with pleasure to their suffering. All of this is possible. Or your response may be one that you suspect to be compassion itself. So when you hear the bell, we'll bring this short meditation to an end. When you do, just bring yourself back to yourself, back to feelings of positivity and metta. And then come back to the room you're in. Take stock for a few moments of the meditation. Okay, good. So that was a short meditation, and for most people it was probably quite an experimental one, really. So we were, in a way, we were overlaying something we were quite used to with maybe something that's a lot newer, this examination of our response to suffering. So let's just sort of have a chat in our small groups once again about what sort of responses were arising in that second stage. And yeah, try to be reasonably open in the spirit of the meditation itself. Whatever arose, arose. You know, it's all of interest. And then I'll ring a bell and we'll bring that together again.